Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Hope you're all having a great Friday wherever you are, and I hope you have great plans for this weekend. If you're watching the basketball tonight or maybe taking in a ball game now that baseball has started this weekend, and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a great time and hope you stay safe. And don't think about the Green Bay Packers trading Aaron Rodgers, because there's no news. There's nothing to report. There's no forward momentum. Although, watch, as soon as I get done here, there'll be, like, breaking news. Or while I'm at pizza with my girls. Or, like, tomorrow afternoon, just when I'm about to take a nap, that's when the news will break. Can't wait. I'm really excited. But in the meantime, I did want to talk about the importance of the offensive line. This young quarterback the Packers are about to trot out there. I've seen there was already somebody in the comments right before I went live talking about it's imperative they get him a first-round wide receiver for his development. Was it imperative for Aaron Rodgers to get a first-round wide receiver? Because I don't think so. I mean, I get it. I understand wanting a chain mover. They're undoubtedly going to add some pass catchers in this draft. I have little doubt about that. But, man, you got to be able to operate. You got to be able to at least survey the field. You got to be able to go through your progressions. And the way to do that is to be protected. Don't have to look much further than Jordan Love's first start to know how important it is to get things right up front. Everyone wants to talk about Jordan, how he performed in Kansas City, but the offensive line played like garbage. And not only the offensive line, but the entire protection unit was abysmal in that game. You turn around, you look at the job he did against Philly. Yeah, it's a different circumstance. Defense is protecting a lead and blah, blah, blah. But he had time to operate. He had time to diagnose. Could make his reads, make his throws. And yes, he's progressed. He got better. I understand that. He's a very different quarterback in that game than he was in Kansas City. But you look at the difference and the ability to stand in there and make the throws and make the reads. Yeah, it helps. It helps. It helped Aaron Rodgers last year. He's a very different quarterback in the first half of the season as he's the second half of the season when the offensive line is actually functioning. But nice if he played a little better in the second half of the season. But, you know, the offensive line is so important, and it seems to get short shrift. I keep seeing stuff. We just had an article, I believe it was this afternoon, on CheeseheadTV.com about all the offensive weapons they need to get Jordan Love. And yes, of course, they need to get him people to throw the football to. I'm not discounting it. But, man, the most important thing is that offensive line. And they've got a lot of really good pieces in place. But they've got to continue to build. I mean, David Bakhtiari ain't going to play forever. Who knows? He could be gone by next year. They need to continue to add up front. Protect that young quarterback. Make his job easier. And I'm not saying, like, look, if they take a wide receiver in the first round, A, it'll be hilarious just because of all the history, and B, I'm totally on board. They've clearly determined that that player is worth that pick and has the upside and all of that. But my suspicion is that if, like, you know, one of these top tackles drops to 15, I think that's going to be most likely going to be the pick, as it should be. Unless there's like an edge there, maybe they take that. But I just keep seeing like they got to get him weapons. They got to take a wide receiver, blah, blah, blah. Like these are the Green Bay Packers. They have not just changed because they're trading their quarterback, you know. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll get on the clock and they'll take a punter and all hell will break loose. I can't wait. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comment section. Dennis is here. Of course, Dennis is here. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? McKnight, I love you mentioning Caleb Jones. I'm down with Caleb Jones. Let's see how he hits the ground running there in year two. I love him. Mimsy, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Minnesota asking for $200 million for USB renovation. Sad franchise. I mean, didn't they spend $1 billion on the thing initially anyway? Like, now they need $200 million more? Man. Tough scene, man. Tough scene. They should have a stock sale. Oh, wait. They can't. Oh. Greasebach John, what's up, man? North Pole, Alaska says, bacon and carry the G. What's up, man? Thanks for saying hi. Hello from New York. Hope you're doing well. Pack Daddy, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. My six kids are spoiled. Grew up with Favre, Rodgers, but I'd never trade my 70s, 80s Packers days. My favorite memory, Chester's TD. You? Oh, that's amazing. My favorite memory is definitely my earliest memory, going with my grandfather and his club and his season tickets. But outside of that, man, there's so many. I remember going to a Bengals game back in the day. I think it was right when Reggie had first been signed. I miss, you know what I really miss? You talk about those old days. Used to be back before the redesign and the revamp of Lambeau, back when it was corrugated iron all around, and it was a very different landscape back then. But you used to be able to go, we would go to Lambeau in the off season in the summer, early part of the summer, right after school let out. And there was a part where you could kind of like pry up a piece of the iron and get underneath, you know, walk around the concourse and stuff. And yeah, it was dope, man. It was a different world. Like, you know, the Packers were terrible and no one cared. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love it now that they win a lot of games. I prefer that. But man, the vibe around Lambeau back in the day was just different. Jeezy baby, what a question. Who is better, Aaron Kampman or KGB? Whoo, baby. As a pure pass rusher, KGB, but Aaron Kampman was probably a better all-around player. Both guys had their strengths and weaknesses, but Campy could set an edge like nobody's business. And KGB had some really, really nice pass rush moves that he developed over time. But yeah, I mean, overall, I'd probably give the nod to Kampman, but KGB was the much better pass rusher. And that's what you get paid to do. Isn't the owner of the Vikings some hedge fund trader from Jersey? He's a real estate magnate from Jersey. Jersey being the underlying part here. Joe, thanks for the super chat. You pounding the table for any likely day three picks? Not pounding the table for anybody. Yeah, no, Matt Landers, the wide receiver out of Arkansas, is probably my one guy on day three that I'm hoping they get. Nags, were you at the Ice Bowl? I was not at the Ice Bowl. My grandmother and grandfather were at the Ice Bowl, but I was not. I've told the story before about the very last lunch I ever had with my grandmother. She told me all about going to the Ice Bowl, going back like before they even played at Lambeau, like when they were in the fields playing games. And but she did mention about tailgating at the Ice Bowl and how she still and all the women wore their nice Sunday dress. Like she had a camel hair coat and just a flimsy little thing over her ears because you still had to look a certain way, which is just crazy. I've seen some black and white photos of people in the parking lot kind of, quote unquote tailgating with hot tea and things like that. But she just kind of laid the scene out, and it was just amazing. And I'm really, obviously really glad I got to have that conversation with her. Because it was weird. Like we had never really, cause I always talked with my grandpa about the Packers and then he passed. And then she and I never really spoke about it until that last lunch. And I'm so glad we did because it was really kind of scene setting and it was great. This whole idea of, and you can see it in some of the pictures. Obviously everyone's wearing like big thick coats or whatever, but you can see people are still wearing like suits or dresses or whatever underneath their coats. It's like, can you imagine that today? Like, just nuts. Just nuts. John Semitovich, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. What will be higher at the end of the season? J-Lo TD passes or Yelich's homer total the past 2 years? 28. Go Cubs. Well, I got to throw that last one in there, buddy. Suddenly, I think you are Matt Bowen in disguise. Man, why do you got to get down on Yelly? I understand you're jealous. I mean, you don't have anybody that good looking there in Cubland. I understand. And we'll just be here with the movie star looks, and you guys can do all the losing. It's fine, man. It's all good. Artavius Johnson, thanks for the super chat. Cowboys fans thinking we're going to fall off, facepalm. Cowboys fans got to root for our downfall. You know this. I mean, come on. That big bad man is gone in their eyes, meaning Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they've got to be thrilled that he's not in Green Bay anymore, or won't be momentarily. But, yeah, of course, all the teams that have been tormented by the Packers, you know, whether it's the Cowboys, whether it's the Bears, they all think, oh, here it is. The Packers are going to suck now. Like, I do not doubt for a moment 2023 is going to be tough. But this idea that the 80s are going to be back or whatever, they're in for a rude awakening. Glenn, I watched the Ice Bowl on TV. Felt the cold. Bart, my hero ever since. Amen, brother. Don Vito, man, thanks for the super chat. Too much of our fan base has become so entitled. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of that. And they push back on that idea. Like, and I think, you know, back in the day, Bob McGinn used to write about this. Like, the standard, right? The standard is championships. You know, it's called Title Town. And when Ron Wolf came in and changed the standard, then that is what it's being held to, right? So I don't have a problem with the newer generations, you know, expecting to win. I think that's great. That's what it should be, right? Are they probably going to enjoy it or appreciate it as much as some of us older folks who remember decades of losing? Probably not. But there's nothing wrong with them having the standard of winning, right? That's fine. That's good. That's how it should. That's how it should be, especially in a place called Titletown. But yeah, I do get frustrated by it sometimes. But, you know, hey, nothing like some lean years to weed out the bandwagon jumpers. I'm all for that. Like, good riddance. I'm down for that cause. Rob, thanks for the super chat. I missed the Gravedigger. Man, you and me both. Hey, so do the Packers. Need that beef in the middle. Remember, we were going to fall off when Favre left. Oh, I remember, too old for this. Oh, I remember. Mm-hmm. Carl, thanks to the super chat. Do other teams give cut/release/traded players parting gifts and going away parties? Tired of the shade thrown at the Packers front office. I hear you. No, of course they don't. But, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that the Packers are operating in a different way from some of the other teams around the league. Now, what's funny to me is that oftentimes guys who are saying these things are often only know the Green Bay Packers. And then they go to another spot and they're like, oh, this is so different and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, yeah, the Packers operate in a certain way. And maybe they are on the personnel side a little bit more cold, calculated, what have you. Maybe they're not as touchy-feely, blah, blah, blah. But they've been pretty damn successful, and they've won a lot of games doing that. You know? So they're not about to change anyway anytime soon. But to your point, it is a fucking business. You know? It ain't like all these other teams are out there doing things markedly different. Now, might they have a different way, slightly different kind of tone? Yeah, probably. But, man, so what? Yeah, I'd much rather my personnel side be ruthless and just move on than get all touchy-feely, and that's how you end up with, like, Jerry Jones giving Ezekiel Elliott the contract he did, you know? I'm totally down with that. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. I predict that Green Bay will take a tight end round one, linebacker round two, and a kicker round three. Can't wait for Corey's response if it happens. No chance they take a kicker round three. If they take a kicker round three, I may just quit. Cheesehead TV may just burn. Don Vito, thanks for the super chat. Part two of my super chat. Is it wrong that I love Goody and Rogers hating each other? Thanks for the hard work. Why would you love that? I don't know. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So, man, I can't relate to that. But, hey, sure? No, is it wrong? No. Dig what you dig. It's immaterial to the rest of the world, right? So if it's cool to you, then it's cool. It's fine by me. David, thanks for the super chat. Nags, are y'all at Cheesehead TV excited about YouTube getting Sunday Ticket? I read they will make more resources available for content creators. I'm fascinated to see what that synergy will look like. I know they've talked about it, but we haven't got a whole lot of, actual kind of concrete details yet. I'm excited, but at the same time, I don't watch, I haven't watched Sunday Ticket in years. I get Corey's feed from Green Bay. Like, I literally watch the live local broadcast from Green Bay, Wisconsin, here in New York. It helps to work for a technology company. So, it's like I just haven't had to worry about it. Now, if there's some really cool, integration, then yeah, I'm down. But my fear is, that the YouTube kind of stream will be delayed. There's going to be some serious latency. I mean, that's just the world of streaming in general, which is why I love, getting the feed from Corey. Because I've got zero. I'm literally watching the live broadcast now, which is, of course, a little bit behind live action. As anybody who's watched our watch parties knows, Corey is literally across the street from Lambeau, and you'll see the fireworks when a touchdown happens, and then we'll watch it on TV. But even that TV feed is still light years ahead of what's probably going to be on YouTube. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Again, if there's like cool bells and whistles, yeah, we'll look at it. But my hunch, my guess is I'll probably still just be watching, Corey's feed. All of that said, there's something in the mix where I may even be in Green Bay for all the games, so I may not have to worry about it. So we'll see. We'll see. John, thanks for Super Chat. My entire fandom has basically been 4-12, and I'm 35. Maybe a little entitled, but also just what we've been used to our entire lives, seemingly. Yeah, and that's nothing wrong with that. That's what I was saying. Like, John, I totally get it, man. Yeah, it is the standard, right? This is what you're used to. I totally get it. If that's all you've ever known, 100%. It's just what made winning it in 96 so sweet, because I had lived through decades of just pure shit when it came to football. I wish I could express it better, but I just can't explain how absolutely destitute things were around Green Bay when I was a kid. Like, the feeling that they were never, ever, ever going to win anything. I mean, getting to the playoffs felt like a Super Bowl, man. I'm telling you. Happy Friday, Nags and fellow diehards. What's up, Pogs? Good to see you, buddy. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Moon Man. Draft a first-round receiver just once in 20 years and see how it goes. They almost did last year. They tried to get up and get Christian Watson. So it's going pretty well. Christian Watson was going to be 32. And the Vikings wouldn't play ball. So they tried. Maybe another 20 years. Why are people so worried about that? That's what I don't get. Like, who gives a shit where the kid is drafted? All that matters is what he does when he steps on a football field. Christian Watson looks pretty good, by the way. Oh, and so does Romeo Doubs, as does Samori Torre. Were any of those guys drafted in the first round? No. Why do you give a shit? It blows my mind. The draft industrial complex has warped your brain. It doesn't matter where they're drafted, dude. It doesn't matter. And with that, I'm going to bid you all adieu. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night and have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.